This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu held talks at the presidential villa in Abuja today. Both leaders reviewed the strategic partnership between the two countries and discussed further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. Prime Minister Modi termed the discussions as productive. The two leaders had a restricted meeting which was followed by delegation-level talks. During delegation-level talks, Prime Minister Modi emphasized that India accords high priority to its strategic partnership with Nigeria. Mr. Modi said India is sending 20 tons of humanitarian aid to support Nigeria in its flood relief efforts. He also congratulated Nigeria on becoming a partner country in BRICS. The Prime Minister expressed confidence that through their joint efforts, the two countries will be able to place issues concerning the Global South on the world stage. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi was conferred with the Grand Commander of the Order of Naira Award by Nigeria. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi said he accepted the honour with great humility and dedicated it to the people of India. Following the talks, three memoranda of understanding were signed between the two countries on cultural exchange program, customs cooperation and survey cooperation. This was followed by a state banquet hosted by the Nigerian president in honour of Prime Minister Modi. Earlier upon arrival at the state house in the Nigerian capital, the Prime Minister was accorded a ceremonial welcome with a 21-gun salute. Mr. Modi reached Abuja last night on a two-day visit to the African nation. From Nigeria, the Prime Minister will travel to the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro later in the evening on a two-day trip to attend the G20 summit hosted by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. During the event, Prime Minister Modi will present India's positions on various global issues. Mr. Modi is also expected to meet several leaders on the sidelines of the G20 summit. In the third and final leg, Prime Minister Modi will undertake a state visit to Guyana from the 19th to the 21st of November. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the security situation in Manipur with senior officials in New Delhi today. According to the sources, Mr. Shah will also hold a detailed meeting over the issue tomorrow. The Home Ministry had said yesterday that the security forces have been directed to take necessary steps to restore order and peace in Manipur. The situation in the state has remained fragile for the past few days. In a statement, the ministry said armed miscreants from both communities in the state have been indulging in violence, leading to loss of life and disruption of public order. It said strict action will be taken against those attempting to indulge in violent or disruptive activities. Important cases have been handed over to the National Investigation Agency. Meanwhile, the State Home Department in Manipur, in an order issued this afternoon, suspended internet and data services in Jiribam and Faizal district for 2 days to curb spread of rumours and anti-national activities on social media. With only 1 day left for campaigning for the second phase of assembly polls in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra, senior leaders of various political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters. Polling in the two states will be held on Wednesday. In Maharashtra, voting will take place on all 288 seats. Addressing a rally in Dhule to drum up support for his party candidate, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde said that the double-engine government in Maharashtra is taking the state on the path of all-round development. He said the state is committed for the welfare of farmers and each and every section of the society. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi held a roadshow in Mahal area of Nagpur for her party nominee. BJP star campaigner Union Minister Nitin Gadkari also campaigned in Ahilyanagar today. In Jharkhand, 38 seats are going to polls in the second phase in the state. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra will take place on the 23rd of this month. In Women's Asian Hockey Championship Trophy, defending champions India stormed into the semi-finals, defeating Japan 3-0 in the final group stage match at Rajgir in Bihar. With this win, India have topped the group stage with maximum 15 points from 5 matches ahead of Olympic silver medalist China with 12 points. Japan finished 4th with 5 points to take the final semi-final berth. India will take on Japan in the last 4 game on Tuesday, while China will play 3rd place Malaysia in the other semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.